Well, we were just asking about who knew in our family where the location of the homestead that she and Dad and Uncle Bob and
John
and Aunt Percy and
did you all homestead together?
Grandpa,
yeah, family. We homesteaded up there in Power County. We had our places, surrounding one another.
What did you do? Have 160 acres apiece? Is that what they homesteaded my
I think it was 300 and something.
300
acres.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you get through it? How did you get to it? Where did you went from Arimal, how did you go to it? Over through Robin?
Yeah, I just don't remember, but it seems to me we'd almost have to go through Robin, but I don't remember going through the gap. We didn't go that route.
Well, maybe they didn't have the gap cleared out in those days to get through the gap. You may have had to go in a different direction.
But we
did leave. You go through Pocatello?
No, no.
Go through Lab?
No, you wouldn't go the Pocatello or Malab, but you go just out from Arimal. And there was just a road that just took you up there in Power County. And it was a long ways up there, too.
What's the county seat of Power County? You really know
American right? Falls.
American Falls?
Yes.
Power County?
Certainly.
Well, then how did you get in Power County? If that's way north of Pocatello.
Well, see, the Arvin Valley, you got Mink Creek. And behind Mink Creek is Arvin Valley,
that's in Power County.
Oh, is it?
And, but American
the
Falls
is kind of run north and south rather than east and west. Thing. See here, counties in Utah run the full, almost the full width of a lot of them down south, the full width of the state, from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You get up in here, and the counties are smaller. But,
is this recording? Here?
Sure, it is. You don't have to talk loud, it'll pick you up. You just talk in your natural voice.
Did all of you lose the homesteads? Everyone up here?
No, just our one. Well, John did too.
What about Uncle Bob?
Well, did each one of you file? Each family had filed on a separate 320 acres?
Well, I might be wrong, but there was 370 acres, 160.
Yeah, that's what they used to homestead, is 300.
And then maybe all together,
but that would have been a lot of ground if four of them up there at 160 acres.
Yeah.
That'd be 640, that'd been almost the same as a quarter section.
Yeah. And then I'd go up and stay, as soon as the snow gets off the ground.
You had to do that to comply with the homestead rights.
Well, who went with you at this time when you'd go? Did you? How many children did you have to take with you?
Well, I had three. I had Roselle and Buster and Eva. Eva was my baby. And then Marky fixed a tent on there, and I had a wood floor. And the tent was, and then it had boards around. I'd pull up and then we had the camera
cover. Kind of more just a canvas cover over top of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a tent. They had a tent.
Then you had to stay up there, would you look about, say, in April? Or how, what month of the year would you go?
Well, then we come back in September. So, you know, people homestead and they'd go back and get their children in school. So, because I didn't have any in school.
Well, what did you do? Have to go back and forth to Arimal? Was that to get supplies, food stuff?
Well, sometimes I'd go home every weekend, but then other times I wouldn't have to bring supplies up and down.
But how would you go? On the buckboard or team and horses? Or?
No, we had some kind of car, I don't remember what it was.
How long did it take you to get from Arimal over to the farm?
Oh, it takes 2 or 4 or 5 hours. It's way up there. You couldn't travel very fast in the road, did you?
Oh, yeah, car then.
I bet it's what we call now over behind the mountain.
Well, she said something earlier about over in the Hawkins Basin.
See, and so a lot of that is in Power County.
I'll have to get a map and look at that.
Yeah. But you don't have to go through the gaps to necessarily get there. There's a lot of different routes that you can go there besides going through the gap.
Mom, when you were over there, what were you trying to accomplish in terms of breaking up the soil? How did you break up the soil?
We didn't break any soil. We were just grazing then.
Well, what did you have? What did you have on it? Cows or?
I didn't have anything.
Homestead that you just had to go out and live on?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything, but of course the folks did, you know.
They had some cows.
They had a few cows. And horses and things like that.
Would they bring, they'd leave the horses and the cattle over there during the summer months, and then they'd bring them home with them when they came in the winter?
Mm-hmm. Bring them back to them.
Well, this is when we lived in Downey, not when we lived in Downey. When we was homesteading this.
Well, we lived in Downey. That's when Ava was a baby. I didn't move from Downey.
Okay, Mom, let's backstep a minute. When did you move from Union or Sandy, or when were you and Dad married?
1914.
And then when did you homestead this property?
Well, let's see. Eva was a year old, so you can figure that out.
Okay, let's figure that out. She was a year old. Okay. And then how long did you have it? How many summers did you spend out on it to homestead it?
Three.
And then you fulfilled the requirements of homesteading?
Mm-hmm.
But then you lost it because
several 8 years later.
Mm-hmm. But you actually got it. You actually homesteaded it. And did you get deeds to it? A patent deed from the government through the homestead?
Mm-hmm.
Homestead Act?
Yeah.
But then you lost it during the Depression because the money was so tight you couldn't pay for your home. And what'd you do? Mortgage your homestead to help make some of the payments on the home?
I really don't know. See?
But was it about that time, though, that you lost, about the time you lost the home in Arrowland, that you lost the homestead plus the home in Arrowland?
About the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were on there for 3 years, and during those 3 years, then Eva would have been four, and if you lived in Arrowland.
Yeah.
When you lost it. When did you move to Arrowland?
When you first started. Proving up the land.
Oh, yes.
You went over there when she was a year.
Yeah.
When did you move to Arrowland from Downey?
When Charlie was a baby.
So you would have been a year or so, 8 months or...
Well, let's see. I was born in May, and we moved in Arrowland in August.
So he was 3 months old when you moved to Arrowland.
He was a baby I had when we moved in the new home.
Okay, how many years would that be? Eva, and then Jenny, and then Chuck.
Mm-hmm. So I was the first one that was born when you lived in Arrowland, right? In this new house?
Yes.
Let's take a break here. Let me just see if this machine works. Okay, we're back on the air.
Where's the rest of it?
Well, I didn't want to go back and play the whole thing. Went back just to see if we picked it up.
Well, I'm going to tell you something funny.
What was that?
Well, one time, Mark came out to get me. Of course, I had to go down home and do my washing, you know. And this one time, he was going home again. And we got to go. Let's see, Virginia, Well, it's a little place before you get to Downey, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to give you the fastest ride you ever had in automobile. So he did, and my word, we went down 10 minutes, almost.
You went from Virginia to Downey.
About 7 miles, so they've been going about 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, I never will forget that. And I was scared, but I thought, well, I'll be just as big as you are.
I took Carol on the fastest ride she'd ever been on, but she's asleep. But we went and got that new Pontiac and went up to Idaho visiting one time. We went up to a wedding or something, I can't remember. We came back on that new freeway between Farmington and, no, not Farmington, Tremont.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one section between Tremont and Brigham that put in?
Yeah.
I had that old Pontiac, the speedometer read 120, you know what I mean? You go 10, 20, 30, anyhow, the dial said 120 miles. I had that speedometer, it was scrolling past 120. So it was a fast ride. She didn't know she was going that fast.
Never gone that fast had I known it.
That's just four times as fast as you were going.
Mm-hmm.
Three times.
Well, I was going to tell you, when they had the, let's say, I think it was the eclipse of the moon, no, the sun. And I didn't know we were going to come. I was up there and didn't have any paper to read or anything, you know. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it started to get dark, and I said, "Oh, that's my sister who stayed with me." I said, "We better go get some wood, so we can have to make fire in the morning." And it was just 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was just dark.
Full eclipse, huh?
It was the eclipse of the sun. Yes, it was. And then Dad, he came up. He had a white top and horses, and he came up and he said, oh, he was worried about us. He wondered what happened to him, you know. And he said, my goodness, girls, I wish I'd have told you. He knew.
He was up on the homestead.
Yeah, we was up on the homestead. Thought it was time to get the chickens. We had a few chickens, and then we made the roost.
By the way, Mr. Tape, we're sitting here around Mom's bed then in Provo, Utah. It's May the 6th at 10:15 p.m. Ev and Jenny and Earl and Carol and Mom just having a nice little visit.
And Carol, she hasn't had a chance to say anything yet.
She's
all
a good
she
listener.
Does is yawn. Well, Mom, did Uncle Bob and the rest of them, they lose their homesteads about the same time you did, or before, or after?
Well, Bob lost his because he didn't homestead.
He didn't prove up the land.
He didn't stay there.
How about your mother? You say your mother
they proved up and lived up there. I don't know how many years.
Did they build a log cabin?
Well, yes, they built a log cabin to live in.
Yeah. Well, what did you do if you didn't have any cattle? What did you spend your time doing up there?
I just bumped around.
Bumped around. What did you do?
In the hills? Was it in pine trees or was it just open?
Oh, yes, it was up in the pines. Of course, where the tent was the tent.
Where what?
The tent that
I
lived
in.
Were you on a creek?
Well, let's see, where did we get water? Must have been. I don't remember that part.
Must have had water somewhere.
Maybe we had snow.
When you went up there.
We buried our meat in snow. There's lots of snow up there yet.
When you put it in the spring, huh?
Mm-hmm. Kind of in the shade, you know, the trees and the pines.
Yeah.
There's a big drift of snow and we'd put our meat in there, you know.
But you and Dad lived there at night, though, and the animals were.
Well, I guess we did. I don't remember taking it off.
Did
did you ever have any experiences with animals, like wildcats or bears or?
No. The only thing that happened is that there was a sheep herder was taking the sheep through down 40, and he come over and give us a half a lamb, and that's where we had the meat. That's the meat, I knew it had meat. And he gave us a half a lamb, and he said to us, Ollie was kind of nice looking girl, too, He said, you're too pretty women to be up in these hills, you better get out of here.
Would you two stay up there alone?
Yeah.
In this tent with your three
kids?
We was
a half a mile from the folks.
What was Dad doing for a living at this time?
He was down working in Irma.
In Irma or Downey? You lived in Downey and was
in
Dad
Downey.
And Dad was working in Irma or Downey?
He was working in Downey.
And what was he doing at that time?
He was in the elevator business. That's what he was doing.
And then when you moved to Irma from Downey, you got what you'd call a better job and a bigger elevator? Was that why you went to Irma, or what was the
situation? No, we just went to build our own home.
How come you didn't build it in Downey then?
Well, we didn't want it. We never moved to Irma.
Well, why was that?
Well, that was kind of the center where we took care of all the elevators.
We took care of both in Downey and Irma at one time?
Uh-huh. This is down here in Irma, Virginia, McCammon, and Lava, and Character Bancroft. He was the head of all those elevators.
And the headquarters were in Irma then, so rather than then go back and forth from down at Irma, decided to build a home in Irma then.
Mm-hmm. Well, about this home in Irma, I didn't know I was building it. Everybody else did but me. And we were wanted to surprise me. So anyway, he came home one day, and that was everybody mad at us when my elder, everyone was sick and I was sister. And I was staying with her to help her, my mother. What was I going to say?
About the home Dad had built.
Oh, Dad.
Came home.
And he came home this one day and he said, well, we're invited down to Jim Nelson's for dinner.
So is this the Nelson that finally took over your...
Mm-hmm.
So his name was Henry. What was his wife's name then?
Mary, I believe.
Well, who was the Nelson you said he was going to dinner to?
Well, it was Henry Nelson.
Oh, I thought they were...
Jay
so
Henry, wasn't
it? Giving him right here to get me down there, see?
Oh, I didn't understand he said Henry.
I thought she said James.
No.
You meant Henry.
Henry. Anyway, so we go get in there. And then he took me to this house and he said, Jim, how would you like to have a new home? And I said, oh, I'd love it, So when he got inside, and I remember we were standing in our home as an animal, do you remember? Mm-hmm. We were standing in the dining room, and he turned to me and he said, this is our home.
You didn't know anything about it up to that point?
Never knew a thing. Nobody told me.
Did
it a secret.
Then your grandma and your sisters and all knew that
well,
you had
they
this
all
home?
Knew. Well, I didn't. And it was quite a surprise to me, I sure was happy.
What did the home have in it, Mom? The number, what did it have, a kitchen and a...
It had a kitchen.
Dining room?
And a dining room. And then kind of a large living room.
Mm-hmm.
And a bathroom.
A bathroom?
Yes, it had a bathroom, but it didn't have no fixtures.
Yeah, it was
fixed at that time.
But it had two bedrooms upstairs, right?
Uh-huh.
And then a back porch that went down to the basement.
Yeah. And a full basement. And all we paid for that was $2,400.
Hmm. And you only owed $300 when you lost it.
Yeah.
Gee. That'd make it sick.
Mm-hmm. Made our tip he bought. He really did. He said that on the chair and cried.
And you had how many much land with that house? Didn't you have quite a few lots there?
I think we had 2 lots. Then the lot between us and Murray, that was mine. He gave it to me. He did to me out there. And I lost that too. Give it to Nelson.
Is that home still standing?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been over there years and years and years ago, but I couldn't find it now.
Oh, yeah. Sid Kent, when we lived in Arrowhead, Sid Kent and his wife lived there. Mm. And I worked in the mutual with her. I was in the house many a time when she lived
there. Is
that
right? Mm-hmm. And the house changed much in terms of the total floor space?
No, I'm going to say when Dean and I went down over last year, we went through that house and took pictures. He's going to. Movie.
Oh.
The different pictures.
I don't know who lives in there now, but I know they.
Gerald.
Dennis.
Gerald Rumrell.
Gerald Rumrell is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's kind of run down.
Like Gloria and Kent.
Okay, but when.
Sid kept it up real nice.
When was it built then?
The year
when did you
was born.
Okay, it was built. You moved in it in August then.
Mm-hmm.
I moved there in August of the year Chuck was born, so
mm-hmm.
he was 3 months old when
May.
You
were
mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about when you told me stories about how you used to go to, you used to have regular dances, and you and Dad used to go to the dances, and you'd take all the kids with you, and you said that you had me in a buggy, and you and Dad would... they'd have contest dancing, and tell me about that.
Well, yeah, we did. But we wouldn't take the older children, but I never would leave the babies. I had Jim Baby Buddy, you know, and you'd sit up there, and we'd waltz around, right? Go like this, and giggle up and down, and then we'd look across the way, and she'd be looking around, and then he'd come again, she'd do the same thing. Till he'd go to sleep, you know.
But you told me that you and Dad won some dance contests or something. Tell us about the best waltzers.
Well, Dad and I didn't, but... yes, I did, but...
Well, you told me what you did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just ran the dances in down.
So he ran the dances?
Mm-hmm. anyway, Golden Herman got married, you know, in June.
Who did?
Golden Herman.
And then I won the third one with the what was his name, Bill? Bill somebody.
Armstrong?
No.
Well, I just remember Bill Armstrong.
Yeah, he was a, he ran the, oh, Bill, what was his name? Myers?
Oh, Myers.
My
wasn't Noah Wells. Myers.
Oh, I wonder what else was him.
Why was this? Well, it must be because they must have, her dad's, he must have helped. Wasn't always the man, because she'd been with a different man every time.
Yeah. Oh, don't just call me never this.
Won't hurt it.
Huh?
That won't hurt the tape to have you call for me.
Well, should we get back in Power County?
Do you think of anything else?
I was trying to think if they went to Moore Center. Isn't there a room for Moore Center?
Well, that would be south of the gap, wasn't it?
I know we didn't go through the gap.
Well, you know, I dated one of Elaine Middlestead a few times when I was a senior in high school or a junior, I can't remember. I guess I was either a sophomore, I guess, or a senior, because I was down here in Provo in the junior year. But, and they lived out in the Hawkins Basin, way out there in the boonies, you know, and they lived there the year round.
Now, wait a minute. It couldn't be that this property was in the county that Milan's, Oneida County.
No, she said Tyler.
Now, is it Oneida County? If it would be, that would be back, because Oneida County extends a lot back in Hawkins Basin and all that property, because Sid Kemp's property back there is in Oneida County. Now, are you sure it's in Oneida or Powell?
No, it's Powell.
Mm-hmm. You know. It'd have to be up more towards...
You know, it'd be nice to just, you know, Ted said that he went up there just for Gladys and another couple. Because he usually lived up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it could sure brought back memories. But I don't...
That's why I'd like to know exactly where it is. I'd just like to ride up in there someday before I leave this whole world, just to see where it was at.
I'll tell you who could tell you, and Gladys would know where to take you.
I bet she would, too.
Yeah, I know she would.
You gals ought to get her this summer and go take a picnic. Yeah, go up in there, and then maybe I could come up and we could go on a picnic and show me.
Another time.
I know. We have to go to the hump, you know, there's a little hill. You'd have to make a beeline to get up and then, you know,
goes down
and
down.
Like steep for a
mm-hmm. Well, but you know, we didn't have a car of our own. But Clyde stole Downey. They weren't have their car. It was kind of a flat box affair. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he used that, huh?
Yeah, that's what he used.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get your first car? What kind was it?
No, it was a Model T. T or A. Which was it?
T. It had to be
T.
Wasn't that one of the first cars in the valley?
No. I don't know. Could be.
Where did you live when you got the first car?
In Downey.
Before you moved down there, you had your first car.
Mm-hmm.
Was it brand new when you got it?
No, it was second-handed. In fact, Turner had it. And he got it somewhere. I did him when he stayed with us. And then when he moved back to Utah, he sold it to Art.
Was that the only car you had, or did you get another one after that?
Well, we haven't had one after that for quite a few years.
You traded that one in.
Did you
ever have a brand new car?
Mm-hmm. We have the next car we have. It's called a Star, but I don't think they're on the market anymore.
No. In fact, Elder and Jenny had a Star. That car, yes, you did.
It was a
What was it, Roosevelt? Okay, I remember that was kind of an old shit brindle color.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it was Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, how long did you have this car? Did you lose the car during the Depression too?
He tried to get in on the store.
Well, then how long did you have the star?
A few years.
Well, I remember riding in the car when we went to downtown for John's and the person who went through the dancing place there in the pen.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
No.
Was that the star?
No. That was another little farce.
Can you remember that, Ed?
I can remember very going down to
the field.
There was just one seat.